World Where by Ani Ryder and H.K. Goldstein. Episode 3, 2%.
Hi. Can everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi. My name's Amy, and I'm a murderer.
Hi, Amy.
I drove here today. Don't tell anybody. I needed some control, you know? Needed to steer. I've been thinking about before the scan, before everything. And it's like I was someone else back then. Those memories, like, they all happened to this other person. And then she died. And I was born in the scanner. I felt naked in that thing. I tasted metal and heard this faint static in my ears. And it knew me. It saw every part of my brain, knew my deepest, darkest thoughts. No person could ever know me like that machine did. It's kind of sad, I guess.
Miss Heller, our brain scan predicts that at some point in your life, you will commit murder.
Murder?
I'm afraid so. In the first degree.
What does that mean?
I'm sorry.
I don't know the degrees.
The murder will be premeditated. Planned.
She knows what premeditated means. Do it again.
Excuse me?
The scan. There was obviously a mistake.
My wife was there. Sheila. She was holding my hand so hard her nails dug into my knuckles.
The results are the results.
I got scanned last week and it said I'm not going to commit any crimes.
Well, that's...
But that's not right because yesterday I stole a face mask from Lush. Cosmetic warrior, look at my face. Do you see any blackheads?
We can't predict misdemeanors. Only violent crimes.
She's not violent. If she sees a roach in our kitchen, she catches it in a jar and releases it into the wild.
Are you sure?
We're sure. Within a 2% margin of error, we're sure.
If there's a margin of error, then you're not sure.
Ma'am, please calm down.
That's what margin of error means.
So, what happens now?
Well, first I'm legally required to inform you of your rights under the 30th Amendment, which states that you cannot be arrested, prosecuted, or punished for any crime which has not yet taken place. Sign here. And I'll need your driver's license.
What?
All murderers are barred from operating heavy machinery.
She's an innocent person.
No. She's just not guilty yet.
Sheila laid into her after that. I couldn't be in that room anymore, so I walked out to the car.
Are down. Sexual assaults are down. It makes us safer.
Look, when we start trading away liberty for security, we invite authoritarianism, and that puts us all in danger.
Our guest this hour is Dr. Melanie Toombs, NYU law professor and author most recently of The Presumption of Guilt, How Mandatory Brain Scans Violate Our Constitutional Rights. Let's take a caller. Jack in Fort Greene, you're on the air.
Yeah, I don't know if I can say this on the radio, but y'all can eat a dick sandwich.
Can you say that? I'd have to check the guidelines.
My brother got killed by someone who scanned positive for murder. You're telling me that jack-off shouldn't have been locked
hey.
Up?
Hey.
No, of course I'm not.
Hey. My brother shouldn't be alive.
I'm terribly sorry about your brother. The 30th
you're in the driver's seat?
Clearly states no punishment
oh,
before
fuck.
The crime.
The 30th
sorry.
Killed my brother.
Please, if you'd let me finish.
We got murderers, rapists, killers, burglars, all kinds of scum walking around free. We need some law and order in this country.
2%. Fucking 2%! That's 1 in 50. That's not unlikely at all. You could very well be... I mean, you're not a... There are meetings? Support groups? I picked up some pamphlets on the way out. Please say something, Amy.
I don't have words in my head right now.
I love you. 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 We will get through this, and I love you. Okay?
Okay. I love you too. And so I came. Most of you guys were here.
I think. Brenda was speaking that day. Remember Brenda?
My husband hit the knives. I asked him to, and he did, God bless him. He hit all the knives, and I'm a caterer. Do you know how hard that... But it helps, you know? I can trust myself again.
I heard Brenda's in jail now. Stabbed her husband to death. With a fork.
Anyways, that's it. Thanks for listening, you guys.
I hadn't smoked in over 4 years, but when I left the meeting, there was a greasy-haired guy lighting up in the parking lot, and I couldn't help myself. Bum one?
Sure. You're a murderer, aren't you?
I'm sorry?
Uh-huh. I can always tell.
How did you...
It's the walk. Hunched over, slow and careful. Like you're terrified of what your body could do. Murderers, they all have that walk.
Really?
No. I looked at the schedule.
Oh.
Assaulters meet at 5, kidnappers at 6, arsonists at 7, and then murderers at 8. You guys just let out.
So when's your meeting?
They don't have a meeting for me. Have you thought about how you'll do it?
I'm not.
Oh, I see. You're in the 2%.
Yes.
This is all just a horrible false positive. Is that right?
That's right.
Still, entertain the possibility. How would you want to murder somebody?
Leave me alone, please.
I can tell you how I'd like to be murdered.
I'd rather you didn't.
So how about it?
How about what?
You want to murder me?
Do I want to...
Murder me. You wouldn't get caught.
You're fucking with me.
We'll make it look like an accident.
You want to make me feel bad because you know I'm one of the worst people in the world.
Please, don't flatter yourself.
Leave me alone.
You don't know who it'll be. Your victim. Could be anybody. Wouldn't you rather know?
I'd rather you left me alone.
Better me than... You got a boyfriend?
Wife.
Better me than your wife.
I would never...
Most murders are committed by close friends and loved ones. So... Never say never.
Fuck off.
Good. Hate me. It'll make it easier.
I don't hate you. I don't even know you.
My name is Mo. I'm 34 years old, and there is a 98% chance that in my lifetime, I will rape and kill a child. Offer stands. Think about it.
Time passed, as it does. Things started to feel normal. As they do.
Ah, shit.
Hand me the knife, would you?
What? Why?
I can't open the tomato sauce.
So you're gonna stab it?
No, there's a trick. You tap the side of the... I'll show you. Let me see the knife. Sheila? Do you not want me to hold the knife?
No. No. Of course, it's fine. It's... Here.
Presto.
Oh, nice. That's a new one.
Now we just need butter, flour, and milk.
Crap, we're out of milk. I'll add it to the grocery list. Should we get whole or...
Or what?
Nothing.
2%?
I was one of the first.
I started skipping meetings. I told Sheila I was going, but instead, I was meeting up with Mo.
I was a neuroscientist. I helped develop the scanner.
I don't know why. I didn't like him.
That thing knows more than it lets on. It's not just crimes. It predicts everything.
Guess I liked knowing someone had it worse than me.
It knows if you'll kill somebody else, but it also knows if you'll kill yourself. It knows if you'll have a happy relationship, if you'll have kids, how many close friends you'll have. It can predict, with 98% accuracy, the next time you will spill a drink on yourself.
That can't possibly be true.
Once we could quantify emotions, turn thoughts into data, we could know everything.
Not everything.
Everything. People are just brains, and brains are machines. A machine never deviates too far from its programming.
So what does that make me? A killing machine?
I just sound like RoboCop.
I'm not RoboCop, and I'm not a killer.
That's what I said, too. Not the RoboCop thing, but when I beta tested the scanner, my results came up. Everyone laughed. Must be a fluke. So I took it again. They laughed again, but not as much. Scanner must be broken. No, it's not broken. Rerun the data. Test some other people. Solve the problem. But the problem was me. My programming. I'm a person programmed to do the most heinous thing imaginable, and unless someone stops me, I'm going to do it.
Someone.
Nobody would ever know. I'd arrange everything.
If you want to die so bad, why don't you do it yourself?
I've tried. Could try again. But it won't work. Scanner said so. Suicide isn't in my programming.
We're not talking about this.
Then what are you doing here?
One shot.
What?
One gunshot to the head.
No gun. Knife.
This is a favor. It's not a negotiation.
Someone could hear a gunshot. Knife.
I'm scared of blood.
What kind of murderer are you?
One more quip?
It's just... I want to suffer. I need to suffer.
What about asphyxiation? No blood. I could do that.
How?
Lock you in the garage, run the engine.
Too peaceful. Piano wire.
Plastic bag.
Hands. Latex gloves. No fingerprints. Afterwards, you'll wrap a noose around my neck. Make it look like a suicide. Trust me. Nobody will ask questions.
I'll think about it. You're buying.
That's nice.
Sunday at 7:30. Sheila schedules sex. Writes it into the calendar every week, and it's always Sunday at 7:30.
That's so nice.
She's got her dirty talking down to a few stock phrases. Guess this is what a healthy marriage is like. Can I choke you?
What?
I want to... If it's okay, I want to choke you.
Amy?
You liked it when we were dating.
That was years ago.
So you don't like it anymore.
I didn't say that.
So? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is this okay? Is that nice?
Stop! Stop!
You don't trust me.
Amy.
Do you think I'm gonna kill you, Sheila?
No! No, of course not.
Then what the fuck? Why do you seize up whenever I hold a bread knife? Why do you never stand with your back to me?
What is this, a test?
Answer me. Do you trust me not to kill you?
I love you.
But you don't trust me.
Those things don't always have to go together. Amy!
Scheduled for Thursday. Repeal of the 30th Amendment passed the House with a 2/3 majority last week and is expected to receive similar support in the Senate.
It's easy to forget what you're capable of. How much damage you could really do at any moment. Like, driving. You're steering a 2-ton hunk of steel going 60 miles an hour. You can just swerve and... Or chopping something with a kitchen knife. Writing with a pen. These things are sharp enough. Or forget tools. Think what bare hands can do. Nails, fists, a tight grip. Everyone is capable. All of us here, we all think we're special. We're the margin of error. We're the 2%. It's a lie. If we're all the exception, then none of us are. I'm not special. I know what I am. Sheila knows, the government knows, the scanner knows. And now I know too. I'm sorry, there's somewhere I have to be, sorry.
Hi.
Hi.
Come on in.